It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7th. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today, we hear from James Edward Corcoran, a candidate in District 3, which includes Northwest Knoxville.
My biggest inspiration for running is I have 2 small children, Jimmy and Elsa. They're twins. They're about to turn 3 years old. And I've had a lot of people ask me to run, folks in various neighborhood associations and people that I've worked with through my law practice. And so here I am.
One thing you focus on is what you describe as corporate welfare. Those are the tax breaks and incentives packages that are commonly presented to companies as a kind of a sweetener to get them to locate here instead of somewhere else. Tell me why you'd like to cut back on those.
Well, I think what we've seen a lot of them used for in Knoxville specifically are more residential areas. Now, there's been this push to increase the density downtown, and you know, certainly downtown is now doing really well. If you look back 20 years, downtown was effectively a ghost town. So to some extent, I just sort of feel like, you know, we've sort of pumped the primer enough, and we should have hit, I think, critical mass, so to speak, and that there's businesses that are booming downtown, which should bring other businesses. So it might be the time to at least sort of get away from, you know, providing these breaks to, you know, basically the most wealthy amongst us.
On your website, you also make special mention of immigration policy, which is primarily federal. What would be the City Council's role in anything making, enforcing, or involving immigration policy?
Well, actually, that's something that a lot of people have asked questions about, particularly after this year's presidential cycle. The so-called sanctuary cities have really been a hot-button topic. Honestly, I think with our current state laws that really hem in the city council's ability to do anything in terms of sanctuary policy, certainly I just think we need to follow the law on that. And by sanctuary city, I think we always really need to be clear exactly what we mean. And when I use the term sanctuary city, I mean that a city government that would actually attempt to thwart the federal government's enforcement efforts. Now, certainly I don't think that our city police force needs to be an extension of immigration services. I think that's sort of counterproductive in terms of you get a situation where folks who are afraid to call law enforcement for, you know, something that might be an emergency based on their immigration status. And, you know, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just saying we need to make sure that we're not actively picking that fight, so to speak, with the federal government.
You also mentioned creating policies for short-term rentals, STRs, as they're often called. We've heard a lot about that this year as cities, including Knoxville, are creating or trying to create in what, in many cases, are the first ever regulations for these properties that are typically rented through sites such as Airbnb. You said you personally think that STRs should be allowed and regulated, but that you also want to listen to residents, including people who may feel differently about that.
Well, it's definitely, I think, the hot button cycle that's really specific to the city race this year. Personally, I'm under the impression that a lot of our state legislators have basically said if we don't have some sort of policy that allows for short-term rentals in some capacity or another, I think they've made really clear that they're going to basically sort of open up the floodgates. And in my experience thus far, the campaign process from the district specific to the citywide, one thing I'm hearing very clearly is that in one area of the city, people might be completely opposed to it in general, whereas in other areas of the city, particularly as you get closer to the city core, I think, and with younger residents, they're more likely to be in favor of it. So my position has kind of developed into more of a, I think we should take a district by district or perhaps zone by zone or neighborhood by neighborhood approach, find some way to create a referendum or at least a, you know, a neighborhood polling where we can actually determine what each individual neighborhood wants. A one-size-fits-all approach, I think, would be a mistake.
City Council members, of course, vote on and help decide issues that affect the entire city. What have you been doing to brush up on concerns people have in other districts, and what are you hearing as you travel about campaigning?
Well, our campaign's definitely very grassroots-oriented, just a lot of just old-fashioned knocking on doors and getting out there. I think really getting out there and talking to voters, of course, we've, you know, made several appearances at all sorts of forums, but you know, really the door-to-door and phone banking and actually just talking to people. I believe that local government is supposed to be the most responsive, and so I think the best way to make sure that that occurs is by being available.
James Corcoran is a candidate for Knoxville City Council in District 3. Mr. Corcoran, thank you for your time today.
I appreciate it.